holy name. Ain't no rock gonna cry in my place. Long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name. So I'll praise your holy name. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name. So I'll praise your holy name. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name. Ain't no bird gonna sing in my place. I lift my voice and glorify your holy name. Ain't no bird gonna sing in my place. I lift my voice and glorify your holy name. So I'll praise your holy name. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name. So I'll praise your holy name. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name. Ain't no tree gonna lift its branches. I lift my hands and glorify your holy name. Ain't no tree gonna lift its branches. I lift my hands and glorify your holy name. So I'll praise your holy name. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name. So I'll praise your holy name. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name. Ain't no rock gonna cry in my place. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name. Ain't no bird gonna sing in my place. I lift my voice and glorify your holy name. Ain't no tree gonna lift its branches. I lift my hands and glorify your holy name. So I'll praise your holy name. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name. So I'll praise your holy name. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name.
Hallelujah, Lord.
As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify your holy name. Amen. Amen. I know it was fast. Now I'll have to be quiet. From destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. How many of you can use those today? Loving kindness, and that's mercy. Mm-hmm. Mercy. Aren't you glad we don't get what we deserve?
Amen.
We just get what God wants to give us. Hallelujah. And that's mercy. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. I remind myself that a lot about that. Praise the Lord. We're so glad that you're here. We're so glad that we've got visitors. We're so glad we've got a special visitor today we're going to hear from shortly. And we just bless the Lord, and we are so grateful that you're here with us so that we can praise the Lord together. Amen? Amen. So we'll just go for it. All right.
Amen. If you've been with us very long, you notice when we start a song, we'll start and we'll end up faster than we started. Well, I started that one way too fast, so by the time we were done, I know the syllables were running together. My apologies for that. So, praise God.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation revealing your majesty. from the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring. Every creature unique in the song that it sings, all explaining, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky, you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. Who has told every lightning bolt where it could go, or seen heavenly storehouses laden with snow. To imagine the sun and give source to its light, yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night. None can fathom, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and know them by name. You are amazing, God. All-powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. You are amazing, God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Incomparable, unchangeable, you see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious leading side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
D. Or B minor. D. D, E minor, G.
Mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. Thou will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Oh, I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. I could sing of your love forever. 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 We will sing of your love together. We will sing of your love together. We will sing of your love forever. We will sing of your love together. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in his truth, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when your love came down.
Thank you, Lord, for that day that heaven came down and glory touched my soul. I was born again, Father. You put the seed, the word of God in me, and I was born again, Father. You created a new creature in Christ. Yes. Father, thank you so much for godly sorrow that leads to repentance that is not to be repented of, Lord. God, we just praise you for the supernatural work you do in us,
yes,
and the keeping
Jesus
power of your Holy Spirit. We praise you this morning. We just want to enter into your presence, Lord, with thanksgiving in our heart. We want to hear your word this morning, Lord. We want to hear what you want to say to each of our hearts. And that might be different for each one sitting here, but it's your word, Lord, and your word changes us. Father, change our hearts, oh God. We praise you in Jesus' name.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, I guess we never planned on who was doing announcements. So.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Lord bless you. Lord keep you. Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. A blessing from the Lord this morning. I'll be sharing the word this morning. Come, Holy Spirit, is all I can say. Come and breathe afresh upon us this morning because we need you more than you need me. Amen? You need him. John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave." Today I'm going to be talking about giving and how important giving is to you as a believer and why it is a principle that you will receive so, so very much from God if you just be obedient to the principles of God's Word. Pastor Terry is with us this morning, and in our bulletin he's got a, yes, thank the Lord, and his lovely wife. Amen. Double clap on that one, right? And we want to ask him to share a little bit this morning about the goodness of God. Amen? So we could give him the mic and let him share.
My intention was to slip in, sit on the back row, and just observe. But
it never
my fellow elders would not allow that, so I submit to them. I just want to tell you how well my surgery went. I've been blessed. A week ago Friday, I went to Norton Spine Center, and somewhere around 10 o'clock in the morning, they wheeled me down the hall, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I woke up looking at a ceiling wondering what had happened, and surgery was over. Saturday, I got to come home. Tuesday, glorious day, got to take the bandage off and take a shower. That's about the most wonderful thing of all. And today is my first footstep outside of 476 Sparrow Lane, so it's nice to get off of the property. We've been walking, we've been getting better. I'm praising the Lord for so many things. I succinctly said in the bulletin how much I appreciate the way you all have loved, prayed, given me space and all of that. And so here I am, a great sports fan, recuperating from surgery, and God provided 4 days of wall-to-wall basketball and March Madness. And on top of that, Kentucky has survived twice, and we're going to the Sweet 16. Glory to God. So, yeah, I have a lot of thanks in my heart. I will need a few more weeks of strengthening, I think. I feel good. I can straighten up. The surgery was successful, that part. But I'm just a little sore where they cut that place in my back. And I guess that's natural. My dear wife, Colleen, has been tremendous help. You begin to realize I got dressed. I would have had to come to church barefoot if she wasn't here because I'm not allowed to bend over. So she put my shoes and my socks on for me, drying my back. And that's enough information there. We'll just kind of let that go. She's been a sweetheart. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm not on medication. I have not. It sounds like it, but I'm not. I know it sounds. If I was on medication, no telling what would happen. One of the things about visiting here this morning and sitting in the back, you really get a whole different perspective on church. Yeah, I can kind of tell who does what and who really behaves and misbehaves, and so. Evidently, since I'm always in the front, you all get all that out of your system because you look real behaved when I'm up here. But from back there, it's a whole different perspective on this church. It's been wonderful. Next week, we have Campbellsville University's church outreach team coming. And we're going to have a potluck afterwards. The Sunday after that, April 7th, Brother Jeremiah Metalosa from South Africa is going to be with us. So I have a couple more weeks of not having to be on my feet. I've got some things I need to do, and I want to try to keep it within the bounds of what the doctor says. This Thursday, the 28th, I go back to get the stitches out and find out what I can and can't do. I love you all. Thank you so much for being so supportive in so many ways. And I'm really looking forward to just sitting back. And it's been a long time since I've sat back there and just been in church. Been a long, long time. Brother George, thank you for the time.
Announcements at this time. Anyone else got an announcement they'd like to make? Miss Wanda?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have sign-up sheets for the potluck next week, and I really need to know if I need to order food somewhere. So please, even if you've told me you're planning to and your name is not on this sheet, or if you signed up on the first sheet that disappeared, I don't know what happened to it, but it got gone. Please re-sign up so that when I leave today, I can pick these up and know that whether or not I need to beef up the food. Okay. We will have 6 or 8 extras here, plus any visitors y'all have. So soup and sandwiches, or if somebody wants to bring a large salad, that's fine too. But we'll have...
Bring it up for how many people?
Desserts.
Well, our normal potluck plus the Campbellsville team. And I'm not sure how many that will be exactly, but there will be 4 to 6, I think, is what Terry had said.
4 to 6.
Or 8.
Maybe 8.
So,
okay. We'll just see.
And I don't know, some of their families might come with them. We just don't know, so.
I didn't get a blurb in the bulletin about our Bible study app class on Wednesday night. Sorry about that. But we had the basic class the other night. And great the interaction and stuff, because I didn't realize the Android appearance of the app looked so different, and I didn't have any screenshots of that. So the last night is this Wednesday. We're going to be going more advanced. We're going to be talking about joining groups. How do you start a Bible study with the plan? How do you do searches? Searches really can be really deep on that. And I hope you guys that were in the class last week practice, because that's how you learn and stuff. And then I'm pleased to announce, too, that after this class, we're going to advance this Bible study on 1 Peter. Didn't get through what they needed to, and so Terry, with his needing more rest, Vance is going to continue with that 1 or 2 Wednesdays. So that y'all that were in that, and or you that weren't in and would like to get into it, Wednesday night's a good time to come. So
I placed some copies of the Daily Bread devotional magazines downstairs on the table if anybody'd like. These are quarterly. This is the April through June 2019. Got daily devotionals with large print, so it's easy to read, so feel free to pick one up downstairs.
I use those at the nursing home where I work, and I get 25 of them every quarter and pass them out to the elders, and not just the elders, the stakeholders as well. And everybody, thank you for getting those to us. It's really a blessing. The Daily Bread, our Daily Bread, is a very inspirational devotional, so if you need some inspiration in your life, take one of those downstairs, please. Anyone else got an announcement this morning? As you can see, I don't know if you've driven by the building over here, but if you haven't looked at it, we are windows in. The windows are in and getting ready to put doors in. Plumbing's going in. Electrical's going in. And 5th Sunday is coming up. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about giving today, so ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So we're going to be talking about giving and how important giving is. The 5th Sunday, all the 5th Sunday offering will go toward the building, toward retiring anything for the building. We haven't borrowed a dime at this point. We have a loan available to us, but we haven't borrowed a penny on it. So wouldn't it be wonderful if the Lord just provided supernaturally and we never had to go to the bank and use any of their money, even though they've got it waiting for us to use, that if we didn't have to use it would be such a blessing, such a blessing. It'd be kind of like whenever Solomon was building the temple, he had to restrain the people from giving. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we had to say, y'all stop, don't give anymore. What a blessing that would be, huh? Well, that's fifth Sunday is coming up next Sunday. So be prepared. Be prepared to be a blessing to the church, and not just the church, but to everyone who's a part of the church, everyone who is affiliated, who has come and gone through the doors, and those who are coming in after you. Be a blessing to those ahead of you, okay?
Georgia?
So fifth Sunday's coming up next Sunday.
I forgot one thing. Did y'all see the getting offering in the bulletin? That was fantastic. I mean, we've given much less, a couple hundred dollars less, and we're still told that, you know, for a church that we are more giving than most of the local churches. So thank you for supporting that ministry. It's a great ministry. And I just thought, man, $900 praise God.
How much was it total, Debbie? $974?
It's in the bulletin.
Praise the Lord. What a wonderful blessing. And that's distributing God's word. So powerful. And we were blessed by the Gideon. Most of the time they stand here like this and just talk. We couldn't control him. There was the anointing. I mean, he's Pentecostal. Hey, or Baptistal or Methodistal or whatever. But it was such a blessing to see and experience the anointing of God upon his life and his call to ministry. It was so precious. Any other announcements this morning? If not, we're gonna bless the Lord, and we're gonna pray, and we're gonna go back to worship. And we have a very special blessing for you this morning. So let's just pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for all that you do in and through our lives. Thank you for the call upon our lives to be ministers of the gospel, to share our life with others, and to be a blessing to everyone that we come in contact with. Father, use us for your glory. We are instruments in your hands today. Father, that everyone could be blessed by you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Rock? Ukulele band is up. Awesome. Ruth?
Well, we need our fearless leader.
Need our fearless leader. And you need a microphone? Ruth will need the microphone. Yes. It's coming right here.
Okay.
Thank you, Ross.
I get a lot of my information in the shower. I'm just saying. And I got information in the shower about a ukulele band. And so now I've kind of reduced it down a little bit, only because of what we see. But by faith, we still have a ukulele band instead of an ensemble, maybe. We've got a couple little fellas here that committed. And it's kind of gone up and down. You know, it takes time to make decisions. And Mike is a blessing. He shows up in time and makes me feel bad if I don't. So we all learn lots of things about each other. So we ask for your, this is our first outing, and love us. Just love us, all right? And that's it.
Skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Children's church. We're ready for children's church. And if the praise team, worship team would come back, we will move further. They didn't do it?
Birthdays or anniversaries?
Are there any, we don't have them on the bulletin, any birthdays or anniversaries this week? None? Hallelujah. That's why we didn't do it.
That we know of.
Bless you guys. Thank you.
Feel free.
Thank you, Jesus.
My life song sing, bring a smile to you. Let my life song sing to you. Let my life song sing to you. I want to sign your name to the end of this day, knowing that my heart was true. Let my life song sing to you. Lord, I give my life a living sacrifice. The world in need to be your hands and feet. May the words I say and the things I do make my life song sing, bring a smile to you. Let my life song. Let my life song sing to you. I want to sign your name to the end of this day, knowing that my heart was true. Let my life song sing to you. Alleluia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, let my life song sing to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, let my life song sing to you. Let my life song sing to you. Let my life song sing to you. I want to sign your name to the end of this day, knowing that my heart was true. Let my life song sing. Let my life song sing to you. Let my life song sing to you. I want to sign your name to the end of this day, knowing that my heart was true. Let my life song.
Thank you that you're more than enough. Father, you got everything we need, and sometimes we just don't know what we need. Lord, I thank you that you're there, and if we only ask, you'll give it to us. Maybe not when we want it, but always at the right time. Father, it's so good to gather with your family today in the meeting place and lift our voices to praise you. And just open the eyes of our heart, Lord, that we might behold wonderful things out of your law. Have us become one with your word this morning and receive it with meekness that we might be having engrafted into our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Oh.
Amen. This morning,